The governor's message is this: if legislators cut shared revenue, then homeland security at the local level could be threatened. Governor Doyle wants to transfer $500 million from the state transportation fund. $400 million of it would go toward shared revenue. Republican leaders have criticized the move.
I am deeply disappointed at the statements some legislators have made opposing the transfer and calling instead for massive cuts in shared revenue. Faced with the new threat of terrorist reprisals against our homeland, I cannot imagine why anyone would advocate such deep cuts in support for our first responders.
The Alliance for Cities estimates police and fire costs make up about half the budget for municipalities. So far, local law enforcement bears the brunt of stepped-up homeland security measures. No firm numbers are offered on just how much extra security is costing. But mayors supporting the governor's shared revenue plans say cuts in those funds will eventually cut into law enforcement. Linda Lawrence is the mayor of Wausau.
We are down to bare bones level. I know in Wausau we've eliminated 20 positions through attrition already. In a small community that does impact services, we are ready to cut services such as Mayor Miller said in snow plowing and overtime for police.
The Republican-led Budget Shaping Committee is on the road this week taking public input on the governor's budget. Its co-chair, Alberta Darling, came right out of the chutes panning the governor's transportation fund transfer. As soon as Darling saw the Doyle plan to transfer the $500 million, she called it a Swiss cheese budget.
To me, that was taking the easy way out because these are huge holes, so we will have to find cuts.
It's exactly those cuts that have counties, cities, towns, and villages rallying around the governor's method of maintaining their shared revenue. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.